All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, Donald Trump goes 70-plus years with no indictments at all, and all of a sudden he has indictments the last 8 years. That's what doesn't make sense to me. He didn't just up and change.
Well, no, but when you're president and when you're a former president, you know, people are going to look for stuff and they're going to dig stuff up and they're going to find stuff out about you and they may charge you as a result of that. Donald Trump chose to get into this business. Donald Trump chose to be a target. Kamala Harris chose to be a target. If you're a politician, you're a target from the other side. And, you know, you have to be aware of that. And if you have done something wrong or if you do something wrong, there's going to be more scrutiny on you than the average citizen. Whether that's fair or not, that's reality.
I've never been indicted for anything.
Yeah,
I'm 40. If I go out and commit a crime today and am indicted for it, it shouldn't surprise anybody that I went 40 years without. Like, you understand, like, why?
Yeah.
And it's not as if he didn't have any legal issues at all. He got all kind of class action lawsuits for the Trump University thing, discrimination lawsuits going back to the 1970s and 80s, all these business disputes, bankruptcies, tax issues. These were all civil suits. He was never criminally charged with anything. But, you know, disabuse yourself of the idea that Donald Trump, like, never got in trouble for doing anything, you know, untoward or off color before he became president. He absolutely did.
And I'm a lot closer to Trump's age than you are. And I've never been indicted.
Well, if you committed a crime tomorrow and then got indicted for it a year from now, no one should wonder why.
You know, and dismissing Donald Trump's indictment issue is to, you know, basically encourage the mistreatment of women. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. But, you know, again, the only thing that matters is what you believe.